Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the temperatures are still warm, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanese official tells Times of Israel that indiscriminate IDF strikes hinder Hezbollah disarmament. This news came in just 37 minutes ago. Also, Israel kills senior Hamas commander in Gaza. Enet reports this happened earlier today, also this hour. Germany indicts 7 men for a foiled Hamas terror plot. This update is from JNS just 6 minutes ago. Separately, the U.S. imposes new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. I-24 News reported this 16 hours ago. And finally, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations reports 2 ships struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Esther Zelda, who identifies as not a good Jewish girl, critiqued the Wachowskis' recent works, reflecting on their cinematic journey. Joe Truesman, an analyst, confirmed the IDF's operation that killed Hamas commander Mohammed Yazouri. Yazouri was key in plotting attacks against Israel. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted a planned Hamas attack in Berlin and Vienna, thwarted by German authorities. The plan had connections through Denmark, Germany, and Austria. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Lebanese officials' comments to the Times of Israel. They argue that the IDF's broad strikes in South Lebanon are undermining efforts to disarm Hezbollah. This engagement with an Israeli outlet is rare and suggests heightened tensions in the region. The situation complicates Lebanon's internal political dynamics and international diplomacy concerning Hezbollah. Turning to Gaza, the killing of Mohammed Yazouri, as reported by Ynet, marks a significant blow to Hamas's military leadership. Yazouri was working to restore the military capabilities of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade. This strike follows several prior attempts on his life and underscores the ongoing conflict dynamics in Gaza. This move could escalate the ongoing hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, Germany's indictment of 7 men for a thwarted Hamas plot, detailed by JNS, reveals a complex network aimed at launching attacks in Berlin and Vienna. The plot was discovered just days before the planned attacks, underscoring the persistent threat of terrorism in Europe. This development emphasizes the importance of international cooperation in counter-terrorism efforts. Turning to the U.S. sanctions reported by I-24 News, these are part of a broader strategy to curb Hezbollah and its affiliates. The sanctions align with increased military tensions in the Middle East, highlighted by the missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions are likely to strain U.S.-Iran relations further, affecting regional stability. Finally, in maritime security, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations reports missile strikes on 2 ships in the Strait of Hormuz. This incident reflects escalating tensions in a critical global shipping route, potentially impacting international trade and oil prices. On the economic front, first, Wiz Sayera and Eon founders back Israeli AI startup Uno, raising $23 million. KeyTech reports Uno aims to enhance AI's role within large organizations. Separately, Covenant unveils new long-range, heavy payload missiles. Globes notes the company has secured $250 million to advance missile development, with operations spanning the U.S., Germany, and Israel. And finally, oil prices hit $10 again amidst U.S.-Iran tensions. Enet Business highlights that recent strikes and retaliations are disrupting supply lines, impacting global markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.